An Israeli archaeologist in Jerusalem believes a ceramic shard found in the ruins of an ancient town bears the oldest Hebrew inscription ever discovered. The site overlooks the Elah Valley, said to be the scene of the slingshot showdown between David and the Philistine giant Goliath. The five lines of faded characters have yet to be deciphered, but the finding indicates that a powerful Israelite kingdom existed at the time of the Old Testament's King David.
This is the oldest Hebrew inscription ever found. It is 3,000 years old, from the time of King David. It was found in archaeological excavations this summer at Hirbet Kayafa.
Carbon-14 analysis of burnt olive pits found in the same layer of the site dated the shard to between 1000 and 975 BC, the same time as David's rule in Jerusalem. History's best-known Hebrew texts, the Dead Sea Scrolls, were written 850 years later. Other scholars, however, are hesitant to embrace Garfinkel's interpretation of the find, debating whether the Bible's account of events and geography is meant to be taken literally. There is also doubt that the text is Hebrew and not a related language spoken in the area at the time. Some scholars and archaeologists argue that the Bible's account of David's time inflates his importance and that of his kingdom and is essentially myths, perhaps rooted in a shred of fact. Modern Zionism has traditionally seen archaeology as a way of strengthening the Jewish claim to Israel. So if Garfinkel's claim is supported, it would bolster the case for the Bible's accuracy, indicating that the settlement was probably inhabited by Israelites.